This is a market Favour Uduak knows well. She says she's been coming here since she was a child. Now she's grown up to be a good bargainer. Favour brings the family's catch of seafood to exchange for some essential supplies.
Oh, I'm valuing this first one because this one will plenty first one.
The fishermen of Nigeria's southern Cross River State who live on water take their catch to rural markets to exchange for the supplies they need.
The introduction of banknotes has done little to change the centuries-old tradition of bartering in this rural market. The fisherfolk who live off the Atlantic through fishing have kept alive this tradition for generations. Even now, they bring in seafood in exchange for items they don't grow where they live. Things like cassava, oil, vegetables, and even soap.
This market is one of the few remaining in Nigeria where people with no access to banking barter for goods. Both sides engaged in the exchange say it's a symbiotic relationship that works for all.
Yeah, they grow up with it, they saw the level of measurement. For this size of fish you are bringing, there's a particular size of cassava that I can give you. For this size of fish you are bringing, there's a particular quantity of palm oil that I can give you.
In reality, the biggest winners here are the traders who stock up on supplies the fishermen need and wait for their arrival. Rose Bassi is one of them.
This thing is still dead.
That's how it's been here. Like everybody, I'm only making a living here.
In a matter of hours, the bartering has ended. As the fishermen leave with their week's supplies, normal trading resumes. But this ancient practice is facing a threat. There's been a rise in attacks and robberies by criminal gangs on the waterways, and it's forcing some people to stay away. Traders at this market, however, believe as long as the fishermen come on land to stock up on supplies, the barter trade will continue. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Esok Mba.